Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
See someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary? Phone. Canary. Raffy.
From Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raphael.
Gina, the one and only.
I know. I was sick last week, so that's why there wasn't an episode out.
Are you better now?
I am much better. Thank you. I missed you.
I miss you too.
And Raffy, we are here at Home Sweet Home Audioversity, where we use this podcast as an alternative to therapy. And I have to ask you, Raffy, my dear, dear friend, how's the pasta going?
Not going. Never was going.
I think we should put you in a culinary school.
Yeah, we should.
Otherwise, how have you been? You've been good? Got to check on my main man.
Yeah, you know me. Just chilling.
Just chilling?
Just chilling.
High as a kite?
As kites could be.
We have got an awesome episode planned that I'm very happy with. We've spoken about this guest on the side note in a few stories.
I've probably mentioned him a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's actually been in a few of your stories. Public transport episode he was in. I just think we should get straight into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you
Gleb Romnitsky.
Whoa! Gleb, please tell us about yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gleb Romnitsky. I'm 19 years old, and I'm originally from Ukraine.
Wow, very cool.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Israel now?
Well, it's my 17th year in Israel.
So you're Israeli.
Can you speak so you can speak Hebrew?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely no.
Listen, Gleb, I was just saying to my dear, dear friend, Raffy.
Dina.
Don't you hate it when life isn't a party?
Gleb would know.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
The party.
You know, the party's going great. The alcohol's kicking. It's lacquer, lacquer, lacquer.
But not the mood. No mood of a party.
Mood?
Not the vibe. It depends also on, like, how
He's
do you feel.
He's getting really passionate about this, and I'm so here for... Please, Gleb, go
you know,
on. Tell
do
me.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Go. Speak.
Enlighten us.
So you can't just think that like you're going out, oh here I'll drink and I'll be in the party mood or something. No, it doesn't work like that.
Listen, Gleb, I can see that you're really passionate about this. I can tell you for sure it looks like you know how to throw a very good party.
Actually, last week was my first IDC
really?
TAU party.
Damn, you were a pro, I've heard.
It was three friends like me. Ariel and Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Ariel and Everest are from Tel Aviv University. They were promoting it to them, and it was Ariel's house. So we threw this, like, it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, I was there. A funny story about that, actually, I have.
It was
a good party.
I'm definitely down to hear that.
You should have came, really. You missed out.
I was sick, guys.
Everyone.
I was in hospital.
Everyone's been
I
sick.
I was in the emergency. Cut me a break. Oh, my days. Erasmus. I don't think life was a party for you that day, Raffy,
you know, from what I heard. Yes and no. Like.
Well, let's take a look at what happened at awesome, awesome Gleb's party.
Let's start from the beginning. I mean, I went there. And I was one of the first people there, and I was, as you were saying earlier,
oh, you were a nerd.
I was in the mood. Like, I was ready to party.
How was the mood of the party?
It was great.
It was fun. Like, the theme was Project X, and
everyone had white t-shirts that
we gave out white t-shirts.
And you signed them? That's
and, yeah,
dope.
We signed
That's
it.
Really
it was
dope.
So much fun.
That's really freaking dope.
Yeah. It was, the vibe, like, was nice.
So actually. I immediately started drinking, obviously.
Whoop, whoop.
We all.
And they had a few bartenders and unlimited alcohol. And this one bartender, I went to him first just because. I don't know. He was the first one I saw.
You just got a connection with him.
And I was like, he was like, what do you want? I was like, whiskey. And then every time from that, like any time in that night forward, any time I just pointed at him, he would hand me a whiskey shot. He just knew to, if I pointed at him to pour, I'd point at him and give him a number, like one shot, two
Did
shots.
Did you say please and thank you?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't need to say please though, because I pointed him from across, you know, the,
you should say please.
The backyard. He couldn't hear.
Did you say, did
of
you
course.
Like mouth thank you?
Of course
you?
I mouthed it. I gave him a little heart.
So that was funny.
Obviously, when you have such a cool laugh. Bartender, I have laugh. To drink.
Laugh.
Laugh. Gleb basically was like saying, like, have you seen that trend? Was like, give me the bull. Like, people ask for the bull. But apparently, I heard you landed up in a pretty awkward...
Yeah, awkward's, I guess, the word for it.
Gleb, where did he land up?
He was at my friend's bathroom, laying down near the toilet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The house we were at is
did anyone get
house.
A picture of this?
I actually yes, do have a picture. Have
okay.
What happened was at like 11 o'clock, I realized I drank too
AM
much.
AM or PM?
PM.
Oh. And there was also a fight going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about
whoa,
that after.
That's a small hook for our audience.
Yeah, we should have brought Ben in. But anyways, like 11 o'clock, I go downstairs because I know where Ariel's room is. So I go I go into his bathroom and eventually I start throwing up in his toilet. And,
lovely.
And then I don't remember falling asleep, but I woke up at 8 a.m. just right next to the toilet. And someone, and Gleb, you did, right? You put the blanket on me. I woke up with a
that's
blanket.
That's so freaking cute.
I thought it was a rug over me.
Yeah, I was taking care of like him because he was like throwing up and I was just... checking in, coming in, like checking if he's breathing. I was about to throw up as well. That's why I was like not that
move
far
over,
from the
bitch.
Bathroom. So exactly. Yeah, but
wait, guys, hold on. I did not know. I'm excited now. I am so excited. I'm coming even closer to these bitches. There was a fart?
Yeah, there was a fart.
Sorry, you're not the
same. I was asleep.
He was
I fell
meanwhile,
asleep like 11 o'clock.
Listen.
To be fair, it sounded like you did drink a lot.
While Rafi was throwing up.
Okay. What time
was
were
a
you
fight
throwing?
Upstairs.
With who? Like physical fight?
A fight, a physical
why?
Fight.
Why?
Yeah, no names, but this drunk guy.
We'll call him Steven.
What was he doing?
Steven? Steven?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
So what was Steven doing?
He was just doing? Active, very aggressive.
Very
I didn't see
aggressive.
It personally because I was with Rocky
but you
downstairs.
Didn't see
it.
Yeah, no. Okay, so you
we're
guys
both...
We're
both saying this from our friends that were
no,
there.
No, but then I walked up. And you like, saw? When I heard something's going on, I came upstairs and I saw what's happening and basically
was
this
it like,
guy...
Was everyone okay?
This yeah, yeah,
so
yeah
juicy.
No, it's fine, it's fine. This guy, like, he was just, like... blacked
did
out
he,
and
like,
he wanted
sorry?
To drive. He wanted to drive his
are you
car.
Serious?
And we didn't let him, obviously.
Good for you.
Yeah, so that's why the fight began. We could call it like that, yeah.
And did it get physical?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Fists were thrown.
Damn. Wow, that's not a laugh. I don't... Honestly, like every party that I've been to... No, I say that's a lie. I've definitely had guys thrown out of a bar.
Yeah,
because
that always happens.
Because men are creepy.
Because men are pigs.
Yes.
Amen.
Gleb's like, hold on. Yeah. No, but I've never like actually like seen it get to the point of a physical fight.
No, it was a pretty, like it was a fight.
Wow.
It was
why?
Nice. Like, it was like a perfect ending for a Project X themed party.
Yeah, it was actually part
that's
of the
funny.
Show. It was all planned.
Yeah.
It was all planned. That it doesn't sound like laugh as a party, but the vibe. I mean, Gleb, guys, just a bit of background. Gleb was showing me some videos of this party, and Gleb jumped in the pool with his phone. Best video I think I've ever seen.
I actually pushed someone into the pool while she had her phone in her pocket.
That's
I dropped my phone for 5 minutes.
To be fair,
I couldn't
though,
find my phone.
She like, tried
terrifying.
To push me, and I was I'm wasted. And like I was shirtless, like I was ready to go in the pool. But she tried to push me.
Did
I was
you
like,
did
oh,
you get
no.
into the pool?
Grabbed her arm, boom, threw her right.
So
in.
Laugh wasn't a party for this woman.
Yeah.
I hope her
phone. But her phone
okay.
is fine.
Okay, that's okay. So it's all good.
So
shits
I
and giggles.
I win.
I'm just gonna let
I
this
did
start.
Not end up going in the pool that night. I was
why?
Like shirtless the whole time, ready to jump in.
You were just showing you were flexing for the
up,
ladies.
Yeah, and then I just woke up next to the toilet. And I was like, well, fuck.
All men, I don't know which way you swing.
Actually, I took pictures of Gleb because I woke up at like 8 in the morning and he's on the couch just
I feel like you have
out.
A Gleb shrine in your room.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
Again.
Do you know what a shrine is?
No.
Oh.
What is
she it? Said she thinks I have like
you
a
probably
temple
do.
Of prayer dedicated to you in my room.
Obviously.
We have one.
Who doesn't?
Me. I really have a story.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It lands up with me getting down on my knees. Not in that
I
way!
Hear it.
Not in that way!
Damn, Gina, get into it.
Not in that way.
Let's go, Gina.
It was cool. Not in that way. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it means to be knighted? I know you know. I've told
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, you told me this.
I haven't told the public. Knighted, do you know what it means? When the queen knights you, but you can get
yeah,
knighted
yeah,
for alcohol.
I know.
I don't drink vodka anymore. So I get down on my knees in the club.
Look, enough emphasis on the knees, we get
okay.
it.
Okay. I don't want people to take this in the wrong way.
No, it's okay. I mean, there's you would no know wrong way here. I'm sorry. Dean is insinuating that I get on my knees, by the way, and it's not true.
I didn't insinuate anything. You true said it, not me. And I get knotted. But now my friend like shoves it like
half. You have to describe the knighting. Like
it's, go, it's okay. She takes this bottle of Absolut vodka.
Yum.
And she goes, one on my one shoulder, two on my left shoulder. And then she tells me to open my mouth and she pulls it down my whole.
Let's
like
do that.
This is a full bottle. No, like honestly, this is a full bottle.
We should do that next party.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. But because it was so much for me to handle, the next thing I know, I coughed. It went down the wrong pipe, and half of it just landed on my dress and on the floor.
Damn.
Later that night.
You probably stunk.
Everyone stunk
yeah,
in that
club. Yeah,
you
probably reeked of alcohol.
You, oh my God.
Walking bleach.
And someone may or may not have slipped in that exact spot later that night.
Say again?
Someone may or may not have like accidentally slipped due to the ouch slippery floor. Because of me. May or may not have. I'm not confirming anything.
You fucker.
Love of the party. I remember Raffy for like every 5 minutes in an episode, Raffy kept saying, I don't remember how I got home.
That was after our first time going to like
when
Dis-
was it? Or
not our first time. When we went to Dizzy's and I got really
oh, I don't
fat, like passed
I can't,
out.
We weren't
the
talking.
Next morning,
the next morning we were recording. Every 5 minutes, Raffy would just look
I'm like,
how
did I get home?
Dozed out. Literally, like every 5 minutes of conversation. And I was like, Raffy, let's talk about this. What's wrong?
I just happened to be quite smacked at the moment.
You've been smacked. Yes. Have you ever been smacked? Like
physically?
Yes.
Yeah, by my parents.
What about you, Gleb?
Yes, by a person IDC.
Yeah. Was it Raffy?
No.
Was it in bed?
Whoa.
No. I'm Gina asking, hey, is that I don't know what you're into.
Yeah, what is, why is that even in your mind?
Because you were giving
disgusting
me...
You're
disgusting. I remember when I was the life of the party once.
I know.
I went to a house party.
Wait, it was it
in Florida.
Okay, how old were you?
17. So pretty recent.
Underage.
Two
cool
years ago. Yeah, obviously. And it was a friend of mine's birthday, and so a friend of her was throwing a party in her backyard, like one Saturday.
Is that
night
very common?
Yeah, yeah. This girl used to throw a party like once.
Good parties?
Yeah, pretty solid.
Okay.
Like every other week almost, or maybe every week. And so I went and I was drinking. Obviously, like it was a friend's birthday, we're chilling. And then
yeah,
all of a sudden, someone whips out a bounce house.
Sorry?
Yeah.
A bouncy castle.
Yeah. They're not all castles. It's called a house for a reason.
Okay,
it should just be structured. But anyways, they brought
bouncy
this bounce
structure
house. And I was like, well, fuck.
It's not
this
always
is, this
house
is a great idea. And I was doing flips. I was jumping all that.
That's
5 minutes later, I walk out of the bounce house. that is the most pain, physical pain I've ever been in. All the vodka inside of me, I just let swirl all over, and now and that was it. I was violently throwing up after
what
the bounce
what made
house
you think that that was
it
a
was
good
horrible
idea to go into the bounce structure?
Like, I'm not really sober. I'm staring at a big bouncy castle, and I'm like, like, how can I not jump on this?
Gleb mentioned to me the other day about a foam party.
A foam party?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, you know what a foam party is? It's like this machine that does foam.
Sure.
I had a foam party 1 year back home. Everyone was throwing up because everyone kept swallowing the foam.
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, God.
So, can you imagine? Combine that with alcohol and let me know. I will be there.
I would do a foam party. I'd probably figure out a way to drown, but...
It's fine. You've
it's
got a medic there.
Fun. Like, just imagine.
Okay.
Imagine just like... It's not just like... It's a lot of foam. It's a lot of foam.
Yes, it's foam.
Just a lot of foam at the pool.
Can you believe
and
that?
Yeah, it's insane. And if we have a foam machine...
I think you should have like foamed or bubbly named drinks.
No. The other day, Ariel, Everest and I, we went to Dizzy's.
Oh, I really need to go to Dizzy's.
Oh,
never
my
been.
Can you guys take me?
No.
Every Sunday, they have this
it's
thing.
It's dangerous.
Are you guys listening?
Every
Sunday,
Sunday
they have this
infinite
thing.
Wine for infinite, 90 shek.
No, like for 99 or
89
something
is the cheapest.
Yeah, but think about it. It's for infinite, nahon?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bargain.
Yeah, we drank so much.
One drink is so much fun.
Not a bargain. It's not much. Like it's four not fun.
That's the thing. What do you mean it's not
it's
fun?
It's so much effort to drink so much wine.
Yeah, getting
in
down
order
like
for 14
glasses
feel something like a buzz. It's very hard.
Well, then you pregame before.
And then
pregame unlimited wine.
Pregame before disease. I don't know.
No, the last few times I've been there, I pregamed. I didn't drink wine.
Yeah, wine is just.
Why don't I get all giggly and silly?
So wait, guess how much glasses we drank?
Between the three of you or
each,
you?
Each.
I want to say like 18 glasses.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh yeah, 17.
Yeah.
No ways! I'm so intelligent.
Like, I was like maybe...
I was having a bad day. You made my day 10 times better.
For me, it was like 16 glasses. 10 times 0 is still 0. Three shots? And yeah, and more. It was crazy. But we were throwing up. All of us got alcohol poisoning. We all threw
That's
up
when
blood
you call
at the
me.
Same time.
Gina, Gleb lost the bet.
Gleb?
Mm.
It's been absolutely real having you here.
Same. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to shout out to your fish?
Yeah, shout out to Bob, Liron's fish. Yeah, thank you, Gina. Thank you, Rafi.
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting.
Honestly, it's a pleasure to have you, Gleb. I'm so glad that you can be a part of this journey. So glad to have you in the country. You should really learn Hebrew. Yes.
Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine.
Slava Svetlana.
What does that mean?
Slava Ukraine? It's like how do you say glory to Ukraine.
How do you say cute?
Mili.
Mili?
Mili.
Zaw, cute. That's it for this episode. I'm your host, Gina.
And I'm your co-host, Ralph.
And your favorite guest, Gleb Rumnitsky.
Like, this is full name.
Gleb.
And we will see you guys next time. If you guys enjoyed, please, please make sure to follow, to like, and to share it. And let us know if you see us on campus, what else you guys want us to talk about. In other words, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you.
And now you guys are going to witness things that did not make the cut in this recording and are also completely out of context. I hope you guys enjoy. It's a gay club. It's called Babylon. Okay, like,
don't say this like I'm supposed to know. Like, you were like, oh yeah, you know the gay club Babylon.
I wasn't looking at you,
what are you
brother?
Insinuating?
And what are you insinuating?
Nothing.
Why are you getting so defensive?
Nothing. It's a great club.
Okay. And
exactly.
That's vile.
Are feet really that weird?
What? What? Yeah, that's right.
I save lives.
The bullshit.
With my inspiration.
Okay. Words
what
of effort.
What the fuck is happening, guys?
I'm an influencer.
This called Babylon. It's a gay
that
club.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah.
That was really quick.
Wait, what?
It's a gay club, she said.
Oh.
So, Gleb.
Yo, whoever's got my voodoo doll, can you play with it a little?
Yo! That's life as a party, eh? Honestly, do you want to know what I said to them? I can't use this episode. I won't be able to use this episode.
Graham, stop it! Sorry. Graham! Gina, can you... Tell them to be quiet! Okay, sorry, they took the dogs. Continue.
I don't even know what's happening at this point.
Yo, I think someone left a banana on the floor. Okay, give me a sec. I need to go get something from my room. I'll be right back.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon?
All our shows and podcasts available online on our website and on all podcast platforms. Search Audioversity.